Are we living in the age of anxiety? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Julie McCarthy, associate professor of organizational behavior and human resource management at the University of Toronto, explores how being stressed in the office leads to employee burnout.
Is now the age of anxiety? It would certainly seem so, particularly with the fast-paced and high-pressure corporate environment that many of us work within. In fact, there is evidence that anxiety levels across the globe are at an all-time high. In a new study, my co-authors John Trigakos, Bonnie Cheng, and myself examined the impact of workplace anxiety on job performance. We studied officers from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police and found evidence that workplace anxiety comes at a high cost. It leads directly to employee burnout, which in turn results in lower levels of job performance. This means that workplace anxiety is detrimental for employees who are trying to stay healthy, who are trying to balance their lives, and who are trying to climb the corporate ladder. It also means that workplace anxiety is detrimental for organizations who are trying to succeed in today's competitive markets. So what can we do? Our research considered factors that may reduce the harmful effects of anxiety. We found that the quality of relationships that officers had with their peers and supervisors can play an important role. Anxious workers were much less likely to exhibit burnout when their peer relations were strong. In addition, workers who already exhibited burnout were less likely to have poor job performance when supervisor relations were strong. Thus, a key to managing workplace anxiety is the development and maintenance of social support networks. In other words, social support provides the resilience for dealing with workplace anxiety. Now may be the age of anxiety, but it should also be the age of interpersonal connections.
That was Julie McCarthy of the University of Toronto. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.